Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Well, it's never good when two grandmas are in competition with them.
They're just getting after it.
Yeah, especially over something as petty as Easter baskets. How many parents still give their kids Easter baskets? I'm assuming a lot. I mean, yeah. I don't know what people put in them anymore. We got a message from longtime listener named Emily, who says she just found out her mother-in-law is getting all three of her kids' Easter baskets and is going to fill them with useless junk.
Mm.
If you have some advice for our girl Emily for Parental Confidential today, you can text her, call us at 585-252-9800. Here's the message. My husband just told me that my mother-in-law told him she's going to give our kids Easter baskets, but refuses to tell him what will be in them. She has a shopping addiction.
Classic.
She gets a high from finding as many cheap little things as she possibly can. It's all crap. We already have an overwhelming amount of toys and books that we're in the process of decluttering. Now, the toys from her are always the first to go. They break easily. She gets multiple of the
They're
same.
They're all from the dollar
store. Most likely. Or they aren't age appropriate. Last year, she got her four-year-old a laser pointer.
What?
She also tends to give us way too much candy. What gets me is that she never once gave Easter baskets to her own three kids. She only started doing it because she found out my mom gives all her grandchildren Easter baskets.
Interesting.
My mom even asked what kind of toys would they like, whereas my mother-in-law does not. How can I nicely tell her that the kids only want some candy or clothes? But how do I really tell her that if she does get them any toys, they have to stay at her house?
Mm.
Would love some help on this, and do understand that I have to tread lightly because my mother-in-law is a very temperamental, emotional individual. Thanks, Moose and Breezy.
Oh.
Right, of course.
But of course. Yeah, this is wild because honestly, when it comes to grandmas, they're constantly battling out for love of the grandchildren, right? And I think it comes down to just sheer competition, and it stresses the parents out more than anything. And I think that it's smart of her to ask and say, hey, maybe we keep these toys at your house because we don't have room. They have way too many toys, and I want them to make sure that they're entertained when they're at your house. And you're the one who bought them, so keep a little chest and let's get on to it.
Is that really too hard to just keep a little chest, throw everything in there?
Right.
Matt says, just let her get the gifts. We've all been there. But let her get the gift she wants. I don't think there's a polite way you allow gifts from one grandparent, but not the other. Clear out the junk from their rooms to make room for the new. Let's go to the phones. We have Catherine on the line. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. I'm a mother-in-law. I have two sons, so I'm a mother-in-law to two daughter-in-laws. What you have to realize is that a son is a son until he takes his wife. A daughter is a daughter the rest of her life. So you have to
that's clever.
Learn. I learned that many years ago. I'm in my late 60s. You just have to learn to maybe ask her to both grandparents, both of them, the grandmothers, to maybe contribute to a 529. Mm. Get rid of all the toys.
These sure.
Now, yeah. My kids had nothing. My kids and I, when we were growing up, we had nothing. We were poor. So they have just too much stuff.
Right.
Donate to the 529. They can use that for college.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best idea. Because, like, I mean, all we're doing here at this point is recycling crappy gifts that are going to get broken or tossed out.
Right.
She's already figuring out a way how she's going to get rid of these toys before she even gets them. I think a 529 is a great idea.
And I also...
For a mother, too, because you can't just... A mother-in-law, it's hard when you're a mother-in-law or a daughter-in-law. So you just have to be, you know, tread gently. Learn that you have to say it to both parents, you know, to both mothers. It's got to be the same. You can't be one.
Can't favor.
Because it's your mother.
Can't favor.
As a grandma, I will ask you this, because I feel like when you become a parent, it's very easy to start off and be like, they're only going to get one toy or a couple of toys. They don't need to be overloaded. They don't need to be spoiled. Like, don't give them something that they're going to expect. But it's hard when grandma steps in and is like, no, you can have 17 toys at my house, but at your parents' house, you only have four. How does that work?
Grandma's house is special. See, I have a little play area. My grandsons, when they come, they're 2.5. I have two. When they come, it's separate. It's different. It's different at Nona's. And boy, at Nona's house, it's a blast.
Sure.
But it's okay. You have to. And another thing is putting them in bins. Keeping the extra stuff. There's too much stuff up there for them to play with. So put it in bins and exchange. Do like 5 or 6 toys and then exchange them in a couple of months for 5 or 6 that are down in the basement in a toter that they don't see.
Yeah, right. you got to recycle. Catherine, thank you so much for listening and calling in.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. Danielle says, I don't think you say anything at all. And I'm sure your kids love getting a basket from her.
Yeah.
And it's a memory about their grandma that they're going to remember forever. Because really, that's what this is. It's about the memory. Danielle goes on to say, both my grandmas are dead now. So I didn't get an Easter basket from them anymore. I don't get one anymore. Right.
This person says, grandparents don't last forever, so don't be a wench. Right. This person says, the husband has to be the one to tell the mom that and defend her. Basically saying from her own.
Right. So if Emily is the one to come forward, you know this is going to put a wedge in her relationship with her mother-in-law.
Correct.
No mother-in-law wants it.
She's going to be made out to be the bad guy.
Exactly. But it's.
I don't like that girl that you chose. I wish you ended up with Stephanie. Okay.
Hey, good morning, guys. It sounds to me like Emily's mother-in-law is only getting stuff for the kids because she's in competition with your mom. Just politely explain to her that the kids only want clothes for Easter and not toys because they already have so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's a great idea, like what Catherine brought up, is putting together some money aside and just contributing to that fun until they get older. Yeah, of course. That sucks when you hear you're a kid, you know, like, oh, we put money in a savings. You'll see it in 20 years.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
But like, I don't know. I go to like, you know, my little cousin's birthday and things of that nature. And like, they get all of these toys and they're just like playing with a stick. Right. So it's like you give them all this stuff and then you as a parent or a grandparent or a family member is disappointed because you're like, I spent $40 on that Hot Wheels toy and they're not even playing with it. So
that's me every single Christmas. Elena says, oh, this is an interesting text, you guys. I'm not sure I agree with people on this. It's a bad idea to teach your kids that disposable plastic crap that destroys the planet equals fun.
Mm.
It's also a good way to show that you can set boundaries with people. I have zero patience for the people who get a high from shopping for garbage and then pushing that garbage on everybody around them. No, thank you. That's an interesting point of view right there.
Absolutely.
My husband's brother does this all the time. I just smile and say thank you and then just donate all the stuff to Goodwill. The less clutter, the better. Yeah. So, I mean, here's a couple of other people texting, and they agree with that. You know, start a savings account for
them.
That might be the best idea. But also, Emily, kind of agree with Breezy on this one. I don't know if you're the one that should have this conversation with your mother-in-law. Maybe your husband should, unless he's scared of her.
Absolutely.
In which case, you're in a corner. Oh, Alyssa says, is your mother-in-law my mother-in-law? My strategy is not to fight her and just slowly sneak all the crap she gives us into the trash.
Right.
I've learned it does nothing but make her angry if I do try to set boundaries. She's going to do what she wants no matter what I say, like most mother-in-laws.
Absolutely.
Okay, and there you have it. All right, so the starting of the savings account sounds like where it's at instead of the toys and the candy.
It's going to help them out more in the long run than some crappy plastic toy.
Thank you guys for the text on this one this morning. Appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break on PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. New York Republicans and the Rochester Police Locust Club have criticized Democrats over a new bill they say prioritizes prisoners over public safety.
Ooh.
And there's one bill sponsored by Rochester Democrat Jeremy Cooney, and it's called the Earned Timed Act. And it would allow inmates to reduce their prison sentence by more than 75% through good time and merit time allowances, regardless of the severity of their crime. It doesn't matter what you did. If you're on great behavior, we'll reduce your sentence by 75%. Little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Another bill co-sponsored by Cooney would change the parole process to presume an inmate should be released unless the Board of Parole can actually prove the inmate is an unreasonable risk to public safety. And you got a lot of Republicans who have labeled this bill a threat to public safety.
Right.
And the Rochester Police Locust Club called the bills outrageous. They called them appalling. And they said that Senator Cooney should be ashamed of himself for putting criminals ahead of constituents. And Senator Cooney said the Earned Time Act is about updating New York's sentencing laws to align with the other parts of the nation. But
yeah, I don't like love that murderers could just be like released, but
it's like, you know, how well has the New York bail reform been going for us? It's been going really, really well, right?
They get released, they steal another car.
It's like, have you
on
been
on their way out?
Are you rehabilitated? Yeah, I feel pretty good. All right, see ya.
See ya.
What are we? I don't know. I don't feel good about this whatsoever.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that don't. Obviously, especially Republicans, they're pissed over this. But when you talk about, hey, somebody, regardless of the crimes they committed, they've been on great behavior, we're going to reduce their sentence by 75%. Is this just another way of saying, hey, we're shorthanded at the prisons?
Right.
This
I
we
think
know.
So, yeah, for sure.
More to come on that. Question we're asking, and you know we're always asking the hard-hitting questions on PXY Mornings.
We're investigative journalists, you know what I mean?
Would you surgically add 3 to 6 inches to your body if you had the option to do so?
Depends on where.
Well, yeah. We'll talk about that, but some people would absolutely go to extreme lengths and pay a stupid amount of money for a surgical procedure like this one, but is it really worth the cash? We'll tell you what it is and talk about it coming up next on PXY.
PXY.
Would you surgically add 3 to 6 inches to your body if you had the option to do so? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We're constantly asking the hard-hitting questions on the show, are we not, Breeze?
We really are.
So for clarity, we're specifically talking about height. So
I know. I was like, which part of your body?
Where's all our short kings at this morning?
No, step forward. Come into the light.
And I was reading this article yesterday about a surgical procedure which was invented in the 50s. By a Russian doctor to help people with bone deformities where a femur could be broken and then extended slightly.
Okay. That sounds extremely painful.
It's excruciating. Nobody would ever do it unless it was absolutely unnecessary, or would they? But it turns out a large number of men are actually doing this to grow an extra 3 to 6 inches. I mean, it's not a big deal. You just need to have both your femurs cracked in half and then a couple of rods inserted in your legs.
This kind of reminds me of when you went and got a consultation to get your uvula lasered off.
Yeah.
You're like, to fix your, was it your deviated septum?
Right. They're like, we're going to put this rod in your nose. We're going to crack it. And then we're going to laser out the back of your uvula. I said, what are the chances this is going to keep me from snoring? They're like 40%. I'm like, well, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it then. So basically, the good news is, It's not that expensive either, you guys. We're only talking $150,000.
Oh, my God.
Might get you an extra 3 to 6 inches on your height, plus a ton of excruciating pain.
Yeah.
So I know my buddy Chris, who's come on the show with us from time to time. I've told you about Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He would have this surgery if insurance fully covered it. I feel like he would, because he's like 5'6".
Right.
And, you know, he's a little insecure about his height. But he purchased shoe lifts before.
Yeah.
And wore them on a date.
Yeah.
Okay? I kid you not. So he didn't think the date was going to go and continue after dinner, but it did. She invited him back to his place, made him take off his shoes because she's got white carpet, and he shrunk 3 inches.
Oh, that's so tough.
Basically, that was the end of that. You know,
my cousin's ex-boyfriend wore lifters. It's just like really? Completely deflated after a night out.
That's
you
so
know
tough.
What I mean?
Oh, that's so tough.
Imagine coming home and like you're at eye level the whole time and then now you're just looking down at your date. It's kind of tough. You know what I mean?
Hi, PXY. What's your name?
Hey, this is Wade. And
hi, Wade. Go ahead.
Hey, so I've been, you know, listening to the show and I don't know. I guess it just irked me a little bit, okay, because I guess I just have a problem with society, okay? And especially with women now, trying to make us small guys feel small, okay? And so, yeah, I heard your question, you know, would you get surgery to become taller or, you know, would you add 3? No. Okay, listen, I'm 5'5", and I am proud of that 5'5".
I love that moment for you, King.
Okay, and listen, I can't help it. That's the way God made me, okay?
Sure.
And I'm okay with that. I've lived a great life being only 5'5".
Okay.
Okay? And so I don't need people to go out of their way and act like, you know, they feel bad for me or anything, like to impress anybody with my height, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more than that.
Right.
Okay? It's like, it's just my whole life, you know? I've had to deal with people just coming up to me and be like, oh, how is it down there? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
I'm 5'5", okay?
Right.
It's not that bad. Besides, height isn't everything. What about...
No.
What about looks? What about sense of humor? What about wit? What about smarts? Okay? It's like, hey, maybe if you're, like, mature enough to look past my height, you could find a lot of other endearing qualities that make me a catch. I mean, it's just ridiculous with the women smirking at me and acting like I'm a little kid or some pet that they can just pet on the head or something. Like, no, I'm a grown man, okay?
No,
just
hey,
because I'm only...
At least you're not triggered about
just
it.
Just because I'm only 5'5" does not mean that I'm not a man.
Now, are you in a... Okay, so, hey, listen, I'm with you, Wade. Are you in a relationship or anything like that?
No, not right now, okay? I mean, I'm on the dating apps, but I don't get... You know, every girl out there, oh, I want my man to be 6 foot and tall or blah, blah. You can miss me with that.
On your dating app, do you...
Put your height?
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of being 5'5".
No, of course
not. I'm not trying to hide it.
Well, I guess my question is, do you feel like you've had trouble getting dates because of it?
Yeah. Yeah, because all these girls, they want the 6 foot guy and over, and, you know, they want the big muscles and all that. And it's like, okay, wow, you're going to look at him and he's nice, but try having a conversation with that person, all right? I mean, yeah, some of them probably smart, but some of them probably dimwits, okay? I can hold the conversation. I can make you laugh. I can, you know, I make good money.
You're so angry this
morning. Well, all right. I mean, I'm sold.
Moose is like, we can go on a date after the show, 100%. Have you ever done anything to alter your height? I mean, not surgically, but, like, have you ever put, like, lifters in your shoes?
No, I wear regular... No, of course not. What do you think? I'm going to be walking around on stilts for everybody? So
I don't know what you do on your...
Look at me, I'm good and tall. No, I am who I am, all 5'5" of me.
I'm so confused by this conversation because, like, you open the call and you're like, I've lived such a good life, and then you just talk about how horrible it's been. Like, what's happening here?
It's a good life. I'm proud of everything I've accomplished. It's just, it's the outside. I see the looks that I get, okay? And I see the reactions that I get. And I'm trying to tell people, hey, you can treat me like anybody else. You don't have to treat me differently just because I'm a little shorter.
Right. You're more than a jockey.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. How about for, like, the ladies listening, how about you look at something more than just height, okay? And you look at someone for who they are and what they do and, you know, what they can bring to the table. And I don't know, just, you know, quit being so shallow. There's a lot of good people out there that don't match your height requirement that you are never going to have a chance with because you won't give them a chance. But people aren't ready to have that conversation, right? It's pathetic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that I didn't mean to rant, but thanks for your time.
Hey, Wade.
Maybe I needed to get this off my chest.
I'm glad that we can be your sounding board, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, dear. He's like, I lived a great life, and then just complained about his life for like 30 minutes straight, so.
I'm not sure what happened there. All right, so the census is in. One person by the name of Wade is not willing to get this procedure done. This we know.
I was like, so what's up in the air, truly? Oh, Wadey, Wade.
If anyone is willing to take Wade out on a date, I'm not kidding. I will automatically throw in a pair of Benson Boone tickets right now. 585-252-9800. Looking for caller 8 right now. This is not a joke. I'm serious. You get Wade, you get Benson Boone, okay? And
yeah.
We're going to call it a night, okay?
That's
You might end up on the 6 o'clock news, but that's not our problem.
Not Wade on your shoulders.
Bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Why?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.